was out until 8 o'clock, and that has expired. Also, there was also a severe thunderstorm warning out until 8 o'clock, and that was for Vernon County and around that area, and that has expired as well. So we'll keep you up to date on any further watches or warnings as they come in. So please stay safe, and please keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9, and we'll keep you updated on any weather conditions that may come in the area.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Several people were hurt after a tornado slammed the small town of Greenfield, Iowa. This woman's home was in the path of it.
We thought we lost our house, but we were lucky. Like, everyone else is not so much. Like, my brother Cody, his house just got wiped, and his girlfriend got stuck, but she's okay now.
All of Iowa, as well as portions of states from South Dakota to Wisconsin, are under a tornado watch. The NTSB is sending a team to assist in the investigation of a deadly turbulence incident on a Singapore Airlines jet. Former President Trump's hush money trial is in recess until next Tuesday. The defense rested without his testimony. ABC News is projecting that Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie will win the 4th District Republican primary in that state. The Associated Press, meanwhile, is projecting that Fulton County, Georgia DA Fonnie Willis will win the Democratic primary. This is ABC News. A NATO member is targeting illegal immigration from Russia.
Finland considering emergency legislation that would give border agents the authority to push migrants back to Russia, even as it acknowledges that turning migrants away without processing their asylum claims would breach Finland's international rights commitments. Those in favor of the law say it would be temporary and only activated in exceptional circumstances. Officials argue Russia has been deliberately pushing migrants across the border, with some worried the number of crossings will increase in the summer. The Kremlin denies it is weaponizing migrants. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
A group of Tesla shareholders is asking investors to vote against a $40 billion compensation package for CEO Elon Musk. The group says it isn't in the company's best interest, but Tesla's chair says Musk has delivered on growing the automaker. Macy's reported a drop in sales and profits in the first quarter, so shares rose because the results beat expectations. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Seniors of River Valley High School, it's time to shine. Congratulations on your graduation and best wishes for the future. From Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations, Wilson Door and Construction, WCCU Credit Union, and Creative Outlet.
100.9 WRCO.
There is a tornado warning for northwestern Columbia County and northeastern Sauk County until 8:15. There's also a tornado warning. Actually, that one has expired, but we are under a tornado watch for Iowa, and for Crawford, Grant, Richland, and Vernon counties until 9 o'clock this evening, and then for Iowa and Sauk County until midnight. Look for storms, severe storms ending overnight, then partly cloudy and breezy with a low of 54, partly sunny and breezy with a high of 72, and mostly clear on tomorrow night, or with a low of 50. Currently in Richland Center, the temperature is 71 degrees and the winds are calm and it's cloudy and not raining yet, but looks like we may have some off in the distance. And once again, our current temperature is 71 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
He's flawless in a button-up shirt and tie. Iron bright, sharp dress, couldn't find a wrinkle if you tried. He's honest with every word he says, I know. But when I'm wrapped in it,
you.
That was Kendra Gabrielle with He's Not You on Country and Community on a stormy Tuesday night. And right now I'm looking off to the north, kind of dark clouds off there and some lightning, but no storms, no severe storms. It looks like we could be getting a strong storms according to AccuWeather, but nothing from the National Weather Service as far as any severe storms. But if that does happen, we'll keep you up to date. Just to let you know, there is a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern, actually for Grant County until 8:45, and that storm should be around in the Fenimore area in the next 3 minutes, and it is already in the Lancaster area. Also, there is a tornado warning still in effect, and that goes until just the next few minutes. It ends at 8:15, and that's for northwestern Columbia and northeastern Sauk counties. And then there is a tornado watch for Crawford, Grant, Richland, and Vernon counties until 9 p.m., and then until midnight for Iowa and Sauk counties. So if anything develops from these storms that looks like they're coming in, we'll definitely let you know. Just right now, I just want to let you know it is strong storms the way it sounds, but nothing severe. But once we get that information, we'll definitely pass it along to you. Coming up next, Mr. Luke Bryan.
That old familiar meant to kill your middle finger, rearview mirror supposed to make a country boy sad. I should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know how that country song goes. I'm supposed to be hard, bro. Stand. Feeling this high, I wouldn't part of my plan.
places all week long. I'm working for a paycheck that barely makes it, living for a dream I got to chase and to be goes on. Well, everybody knows tonight, 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 tonight is gonna be the best night.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
And as you just heard, there is a severe thunderstorm warning out for Grant and Richland counties. And standing by, we have Corey Hartman from Civic Media, and he'll give you an update on that storm that is going through.
Area, or about 15 miles southwest of Richland Center. And again, the National Weather Service says it's moving northeast at 95 miles per hour, which is fast. The hazard in this storm, which will be approaching Blue River, Muscadet, Sextonville, and Richland Center, is 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts. It's also the potential for some small hail in there, but the tree damage, the shingles and branches and possibly trees down, that's the biggest threat with this particular storm. Timing it out should be in the Richland Center area by around 8:25 p.m. 8:25 p.m. is when the leading edge of the storm is expected in Richland Center. There could actually be a little surge as things come into Richland Center, and then there's some stronger winds still back by Bosque Bell and Fenimore, which could also blow through. This warning goes all the way till 9 p.m. So between now and 9, it's definitely going to get blustery and windy in the Richland County vicinity. Further back to the south and west, we still have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for the Clayton County area in northeastern Iowa and Grant County in southwestern Wisconsin. That's for these storms here that are still moving through Bloomington, Mount Hope, Fenimore, and up toward Bosque Bell, right where the new severe thunderstorm warning takes over and takes it on into the Richland County area. Severe thunderstorm warnings again continue for Juneau and Adams County. Juneau and Adams County, still the possibility there of 70-mile-per-hour winds. No update in almost an hour from the National Weather Service there, probably because the storms just continue to refire and refire on that line. So at least three or four rounds have moved through Mauston in the last couple of hours. And again, strong winds up toward Wisconsin Rapids and up toward Stevens Point. Street signs near Plover have been bent right over. So near Plover, Wisconsin, street signs bent right over. 63-mile-per-hour wind gust at the Wisconsin Rapids Airport. So that is this back line that we're dealing with right now, basically stretching from Stevens Point and Plover all the way through Adams and Mauston, down to our friends in Richland Center on WRCO, and back to Bosque Bell, Fenimore, and Lancaster.
Take a look, just northwest of Highland. I'm not sure if there's...
Okay. We can take a peek over here by Highland. Let's see. There could be something there south of Muscadet. Maybe getting up toward the Avoca vicinity, northwest of Highland. Part of that isn't even in a warning at the moment, but if you're in the Muscadet area, maybe want to think about some shelter. Again, getting up toward Sextonville and Richland Center eventually. Avoca area wouldn't be such a bad idea to maybe think about some shelter there. Definitely inside and away from windows. 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts are, again, not completely out of the question here this evening. A couple more reports here. 3/4-inch hail in Patch Grove. That is southwest of Mount Hope. South of Lancaster, emergency management reporting lots of trees and power lines and shed damage. That's south of Lancaster in Grant County. And again, a report of trees down on houses, and that was a little bit closer to the Potosi area in southern Grant County. So that's the winds that are currently moving north and east, and probably going to have to simulcast again if we broke away. All right. So we're going to now do continuous coverage here for both our friends at WRCO, WRCE in Richland Center. And we're back on 99.7 Max FM in Baraboo and Reedsburg because we have a new severe thunderstorm warning that has been issued. And as of a minute ago, not even, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Iowa County and for Sauk County. 70-mile-per-hour winds. This storm is from Richland Center to Dodgeville, moving northeast at 85 miles per hour. 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts are in this particular storm. Anything over that, and we're definitely going to see some tree branches down and some other issues, but that's basically for this whole complex that's down here from Richland Center back to Blue River back to Highland, and that is all sliding northeast. So we're going to get another round potentially in Spring Green and Plain, the Avoca area, Muscadet area, Sextonville on up to Richland Center, Lloyd and Loganville and Lime Ridge, Cazenovia, Reedsburg, Rock Springs. So those are the areas that are in the path. Baraboo is technically back in a warning now. So the Baraboo area back into a severe thunderstorm warning. And that is going to be in effect now until 9 p.m. Central Daylight Time. It is 9:24, and you are listening to continuous severe weather coverage, both on WRCO Richland Center and 99.7 Max FM, WRPQ Baraboo and Reedsburg. And we are staying on top of things here as we continue with strong thunderstorms. This is the final curtain here, I hope, for these severe thunderstorms this evening. But moving into the Richland Center area as we speak, moving into Muscadet and through Muscadet over toward the Avoca area and just north of Highland. As we take a look at the wind here, some gusty winds moving through Highland, gusty winds along Highway 80 up toward Avoca, winds crossing the vicinity here along Highway 133 and up toward 60 on the north side of the river there toward Sextonville and Richland Center. And eventually this will be moving toward our friends at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Probably not something they want to hear. And then we'll be getting toward Lime Ridge, possibly Loganville, Reedsburg, Rock Springs, and Baraboo again if the whole thing holds together. So for now, it is just, you know, I'm just going to turn the radar off and just let you see how many different warnings there are still going on from Rhinelander to Davenport. That is a ginormous amount of real estate that is under some sort of severe thunderstorm or tornado warning, literally again from Rhinelander, Wisconsin, all the way down to just north of the Quad Cities. And continuing to get damage reports in from southern Grant County. We don't really have any new reports from anywhere. 1-inch hail fell in the Middleton area. 1-inch hail in Middleton. Still technically a tornado warning in effect, by the way, for Dane County. And those storms continue to redevelop and move through and move through and move through. Two lines here tonight. We've got one line that stretches from Waupaca down to Beaver Dam, back to Sun Prairie, back to Madison, New Glarus, and Monticello. And then this other line, this pesky line that just refuses to go away, from Adams Friendship down to Mauston through, we'll call it Laval and Waniwok, Hillsboro, Cazenovia, Rockbridge, Yuba, Richland Center, Sextonville, Muscadet, Avoca, and Highland. And, of course, some storm drills still stretch back toward the Fenimore, Lancaster, Grant County area. So once that line goes through, we will be done for the evening. But we've got a little bit here yet. Once again, if you're just tuning back in, we've got a new severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Iowa County and for most of Sauk County. And that's going to remain in effect until 9 p.m. Severe thunderstorms from Richland Center to Dodgeville moving northeast at 85 miles per hour. And that is this cluster right here. You can see it knocking on the door of Richland Center right now. Get away from windows. That's the big thing. Get away from windows. Avoca, you're in the path. Sextonville, you're in the path. And anyone along Highway 58 here running up toward Cazenovia, you're in the path of the storm. And that's, of course, in Richland County, where a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect also until 9 p.m. So both of these warnings here in Richland County and Sauk County until 9 p.m. 70-mile-per-hour winds. These storms are moving over 80 miles per hour. So Reedsburg, you'll get into it eventually. Loganville, Plain, and possibly Baraboo as well. All right, let's talk just a little bit quickly about some of the other stuff going on. Again, we've got severe thunderstorm warnings and tornado warnings all the way up to Rhinelander, Tomahawk, Merrill, Antigo, much of the Northwoods, over toward Crandon and White Lake. The storms then stretch south through Burnham Wood, Wittenberg, Rossholt area. They'll get over toward Shawano and Clintonville eventually. Stevens Point with signs completely blown over, bent right over in the Plover vicinity. 63-mile-per-hour wind gust at the Wisconsin Rapids Airport earlier. Those storms moving over toward Iola and Clintonville, New London, and Waupaca vicinity. Strong storms near Plainfield getting over toward Wautoma. Still a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Juneau and Adams counties. Still a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Marquette, Green Lake, and Fond du Lac counties. A tornado warning in effect for Green Lake and Fond du Lac counties. Tornado warning in effect for northern Dodge County, including Fox Lake and Beaver Dam. Tornado warning still technically in effect for the Rio to Fall River areas in eastern Columbia County. And technically still a tornado warning in effect for Madison to Sun Prairie areas in Dane County. And those have all just been canceled, thankfully. So those are done as of 8:30. The severe thunderstorm warnings still continue. And the tornado warning for Fond du Lac area still continues. But that's what's going on off to the east. The tornado warning for the Madison-Dane County area, that is over now. All right, sliding back to the west, we've got this cluster of severe thunderstorms moving very, very quickly. Richland Center to just about to Lone Rock, and moving northeast at about 65, maybe 85 miles per hour. This is, again, moving through Richland Center now, over toward Lone Rock. And it's going to get over toward the Plain vicinity again, toward Loganville. And eventually central portions of Sauk County, including Reedsburg, Rock Springs, and North Freedom, may clip Baraboo again, may get into the Dells area again. But until then, we've got two severe thunderstorm warnings, one for Richland County until 9 p.m., one for much of Sauk County, also until 9 p.m. We have not looked at the hail tracker. There's really nothing. Could see some pea-size hail. Some peas could be falling in Richland Center. Other than that, no hail on the tracker here. As we look at the wind indication, there's some gusty winds between Lime Ridge and Loganville with a little storm there. Gusty winds, again, continuing down highways 154 and 58, down towards Sextonville, back toward Lone Rock and the Avoca vicinity. Any indication of the winds as they came through Richland Center at all?
I haven't seen anything.
Okay. All right. So, obviously, we'll watch for any reports of damage from those vicinities. But this little blob here, this final little section from Yuba to Avoca, and eventually moving through Sauk County, Loganville to Plain, maybe Reedsburg, this should be it for this neck of the woods. That's certainly what we are hoping. But again, for the time being, severe thunderstorm warnings until 9 p.m. Just saw something new come out. Yep, okay. This is far off to the south and east, but we'll bring it to you anyway. New severe thunderstorm warning until 10. So an 88-minute severe thunderstorm warning until 10 for Green, Rock, Waukesha, Dane, Jefferson, and Dodge counties. Severe thunderstorm warning, Green, Rock, Waukesha, Dane, Jefferson, and Dodge until 10. 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts. They're saying a line from Sun Prairie to Albany. So Sun Prairie to Albany moving northeast at 90 miles per hour. I cannot believe some of the forward speed on some of these storms tonight here. Again, that's probably radar estimated, but somebody at the Weather Service still had to type that into the machine. So northeast at 90 with 70 winds from Madison and moving east. Again, we had a severe thunderstorm warning for Fond du Lac, Green Lake, Columbia, Washington, Marquette, Dane, and Dodge. That's for a little bit further north. That's the Beaver Dam to Hartford to West Bend vicinity. Man, we're getting all the way across the state now. These are moving northeast at 55. They have 70-mile-per-hour winds. Again, we've got a couple of tornado warnings still in effect for northern Dodge County, for Fond du Lac County, for Green Lake County. And those are in effect until 8:45 and 9 p.m., respectively. That's for the leading edge that could have some strong weather moving toward the Fond du Lac vicinity. Severe thunderstorm warnings up to the north now stretch for a big, huge portion of central and northeastern Wisconsin. Portage, Marathon, Menominee, Winnebago, Washera, Wapaka, Outagamie, Langlade, and Shawano counties. Again, a line of 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts. That's moving toward Shawano, Appleton, and Oshkosh. And just a moment ago, a tornado warning for Winnebago County. This is going to be from the Omro to Winneconne area up toward Larson and Nina. This is for northwestern Winnebago County, northwest of Oshkosh. And then the storms, again, still curve back toward Rhinelander and to go almost all the way to Eagle River, believe it or not. All right. So back a little bit closer to home here. We are at 8:35. Corey Hartman, Drew Smith in the Weather Center. Dave Grant still helping out. And we've got weather coverage for you on our radio stations through Civic Media and through the Severe Studios Radio Network in Richland Center, Baraboo, and Reedsburg. Severe thunderstorm warnings remain in effect until 9 p.m. for this entire area here from Richland Center down to just northwest of Spring Green, through Plain eventually again, Reedsburg eventually again, Loganville again, and we'll see if they make it to Baraboo. Technically, Baraboo is under this new severe thunderstorm warning. And again, we'll see what happens here. Storms are moving very, very rapidly, 70, 80, 85 miles per hour to the northeast, and they contain 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts. We're watching for any spin-ups. We're watching for any tornadoes. I'm not seeing that. It all looks like straight-line wind. Things are calming down back to the west. Soldiers Grove, you're good. Boscobel, you're in the clear. Westby, Viroqua, Ontario, you're all in the clear now back to the west. All right, severe thunderstorm warning again remains in effect till 9 o'clock, about another 25 minutes or so. We'll call it Eastern Richland County now and Western Sauk County. Eastern Richland, Western Sauk, good complex of storms here. Northeast of Richland Center, moving their way toward Reedsburg with 70-mile-per-hour winds possible. Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Rock Springs, North Freedom, you are all in the warning. As they head your direction, be prepared for downpours and major cloud-to-ground lightning strikes. And the best is to be inside on the lowest floor of your building. Stay away from windows. And if storms threaten enough, you can always seek shelter even lower. Try the basement bathroom. That's always a great place to go. Somewhere with no windows as these storms roll through. All right, let's talk about some more storm reports, some of the biggest stuff from the greater vicinity here. The Winona area got hit pretty hard, Winona, Minnesota. Differing reports of trees uprooted, roofs blown completely off, several large trees down within the city. Barns were demolished in the area. So that's the Winona, Minnesota area. Looks like La Crosse to Onalaska got quite a bit of wind as well. Shingles, signs, large trees down on the north side of La Crosse. Several branches down on the south side of La Crosse damaging cars. So that was pretty significant. Prairie du Chien area, power poles broken, 3-inch tree limbs snapped off. West Union, Iowa, trees and power lines down, trees into houses. Quite significant. Southern portions of Grant County, trees and power line damage, shingles blown off, trees down on houses. Southwest of Platteville. Lots of reports of 1/2 inch to 1 inch to 1.5 inch hail have been reported. 75 mile per hour wind gust in the Hazel Green area. A little less than 1 inch hail in Livingston in Grant County. Golf ball size hail came in from the Cobb area, western Iowa County. Multiple trees down in Dodgeville, 1 to 1.5 inch hail in Dodgeville or just north. The Spring Green area, trees and branches down across the vicinity there. So I think Richland Center, you are all clear. Richland Center, you are all clear. Storms have moved off to the north and east now, crossing the Sauk County line. If you're in Loganville, Lime Ridge, Cazenovia, Rock Springs, Reedsburg, or Laval, storms are coming your direction very quickly. Possibly 80 to 85 miles per hour. 70 mile per hour wind gusts are possible in there. Could take down trees and branches. Report from Hillsboro now. From the Hillsboro area. Emergency management reports trees down on a home there. So trees down on a home in Hillsboro in far eastern Vernon County. Sauk Prairie area tonight had some tree limbs down. Had reports in Baraboo of trees down from the earlier storm, branches. Have you heard any other damage from around the area? Okay. All right. That's a good thing. We don't want any more damage. I'm sure there's other stuff that doesn't get reported or that we haven't heard about or seen about. If you're in a safe location and can let us know, you can always head on over to our Facebook pages or leave it in a chat or put it on Facebook. We'll find it one way or another. And we'll bring you that information. It is 8:41. You are listening and watching continuous severe weather coverage. And this is from Severe Studios, also from Civic Media radio stations and the Severe Studios Radio Weather Network. We are broadcasting to our friends in Richland Center, WRCO, and also in Baraboo on 99.7 Max FM, WRPQ Baraboo. We've got a severe thunderstorm warning, which for the Richland County area is just about over. Most of the storm activity has moved out of Richland County now and is mostly in central and northwestern Sauk County. For Sauk County, severe thunderstorm warning continues until 9 p.m. That's about 18 minutes from right now. Severe thunderstorms from Plain to Cazenovia, Laval, and Reedsburg, and continuing to move northeast over 70 miles per hour, there's 70 mile per hour winds possible for North Springs, for Rock Springs, North Freedom, Baraboo, Lake Delton area, and Wisconsin Dells. So as these storms roll through, again, gusts could take down some tree limbs. We've already seen roofs and shingles and things go flying here tonight. I'm sure any construction zones are going to have barrels and signs and all sorts of things down.
All right. That was a report from Corey Hartman. Thank you, Corey. That was an excellent report, keeping us up to date on the weather in Richland Center and the listening area. That severe thunderstorm warning is still in effect for Sauk County and northwestern Iowa County. That includes areas around Baraboo, Reedsburg, Wisconsin Dells, Lake Delton, Spring Green, West Baraboo, Highland, Plain, Orion, Cobb, Lavelle, the area like that. Sounds like around a lot of the areas in this immediate area, the storms are moving out, according to Corey, which is a good thing. And luckily enough, we didn't get as bad a weather here in the Richland Center area as we thought we were going to get. And of course, it's still in effect for Richland County until 9 o'clock this evening. And then also that we also have another storm, the severe thunderstorm warning for southern Clayton County and Grant County in southwest Wisconsin. That was on tonight. That's going to expire in the next minute or so. But we are still under that tornado watch until 9 o'clock this evening. If that gets extended, I'll let you know. That's for Crawford, Grant, Richland, and Vernon counties. And then also there is that severe thunderstorm. I'm getting ahead of myself on that, but there's that tornado watch that's still in effect for Iowa and Sauk counties this evening. So we keep tuned right here to WRCO 100.9 FM, and we'll keep you up to date on any further things as they come along if we get them in.
As we mark Memorial Day, let's honor the memory of our fallen heroes and express our deepest gratitude for their service and sacrifice. This Memorial Day message is brought to you by Cardinal Glass CG, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Cobison Bus, Meister Log and Lumber, Jones Chevrolet, American Legion Post 85, and VFW Post 2267.
We are Ithaca, sources of strength.
My name is Savannah Reese, and I'm a 7th grader at Ithaca Middle School. In Sources of Strength, our mission is to ensure that during the rough times, no one gets so overwhelmed or helpless that they want to give up. Our mission is to spread hope, help, and strength into every corner of our community. Our mission is to help students and staff into their strengths and their supports that are all around. We are connectors to help and strength.
Hello, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville. Napa know-how.
Did you know that 86% of people in rural America still use the telephone book? Don't miss your chance to reach them. Get your business listed in the Richland County phone book. Call Henry today at 608-485-1201 and secure your spot before the deadline on May 25th. Don't miss out. Be where your customers are looking. Call now.
A low of 54 tonight, some storms rather severe ending by late night. Partly sunny, breezy, and much less humid Wednesday, a high of 72. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy to clear, a low of 49. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer again Thursday, a high of 79. And Friday, cloudy with periods of rain much of the day, and a high of 73.
Thank you, Phil, for that updated weather forecast. And right now, our temperature is at 64 degrees. That has really dropped because it didn't seem like not even a half hour ago it was at 71. So we can tell that storm has gone through. We are now at 64 degrees, and the winds are out of the southwest, coming at about 5 to 7 miles per hour. So it's not really windy, but we are still getting a little bit of rain here in Richland Center. And yeah, a little bit of lightning yet, so the storms are continuing to go through, but it sounds like it's going to clear away here shortly. And just have a new severe thunderstorm warning to pass along. This one is for Iowa County in south central Wisconsin until 9:30. That's because at 8:43 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from Cuba City to near Monroe, moving northeast at 55 miles per hour. Area communities that could be affected include Dodgeville, Mineral Point, Darlington, Cross Plains, Shoalsburg, and Belmont. So if you are in the path of that storm, please get to where it's safe and stay away from windows. Also, Richland, the severe thunderstorm for Richland County and northeastern Grant County is still in effect until 9 o'clock. And also until 9 is the one that's for Iowa County and Sauk County. And remember, we are under that tornado watch until 9 o'clock tonight, and that includes Crawford, Vernon, Grant, and Richland. Also, a tornado watch is in effect until midnight for Iowa and Sauk County. Please keep it tuned right here to WRC 100.9, and we will keep you up to date on any further reports as they come in.
100.9 WRCO.
Congratulations to the seniors of Riverdale High School. Your hard work has paid off. Here's to your bright future. This message is brought to you by the People's Community Bank, Scott Industries, Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations, Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, Walsh's Ace, and Muscadet Mini Mart.
Just enough.
Hillsboro Seniors. Your graduation is not just an end, but a beginning. Use the knowledge and skills you've gained to shape a future that reflects your passions and values. Congratulations from House on the Rock, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, TB Cleanup, and Wilson Door and Construction.
That smile make a country boy walk a country mile. You're sweet like a peach from a Georgia farm. Got a honeysuckle kiss that'll break a boy's heart. I got a Chevrolet out in the parking lot with an empty seat, not an old spot. It's a pretty good haul down an old dirt road. I got a tank of gas and a radio. Come on, baby, be my shotgun rider. Cruise through the country, maybe pull. On my dash, lay your head on my shoulder, baby, kick on back. We can put 100 miles on this old truck. I pull on over, fog the windows up. Come on, baby, be my shotgun rider. Cruise to the country, maybe pull an all-nighter. Every little body needs a glide beside her. Come on, baby, be my shotgun. Say no, you know you wanna go. Well, there's a good time waiting on you down that road. I sure like to see your hair in the wind, the moonlight dancing on your skin. Wake up in the morning, head toward the sun.
That was Neil McCoy with Shotgun Rider. And right now, the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge says it's 64 degrees at 8:57. And in case you're wondering how much rain we had today, we're already up to, I haven't checked it just, I'll have to go back and check it again. But the last time I checked, we are up to two inches and 14 one-hundredths of an inch. So, yeah, quite a bit of rain there. It's all getting close to the 2.5-inch mark. We possibly could be. I'll have to do another check on that. And during the first storm that we had go through the Richland Center area, we had almost a half an inch of rain. And the same thing with this last round. And I think we got over a half an inch of rain since it's been a little while since I checked that. But I'll check that and keep everyone up to date. But I did want to pass this along. There is a new severe thunderstorm warning, and that's for northeastern Sauk County, and that'll be until 9:15 this evening. At 8:52 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending near Mauston to near Portage, moving north at 65 miles per hour. These have an impact of 60 mile per hour wind gusts. And locations that could be affected by that storm is Baraboo, Portage, Reedsburg, Wisconsin Dells, Lake Delton, West Baraboo, and around that area. And we're getting some lightning here. Just saw a flash there. So they're still in the air because we do still have that severe thunderstorm warning for Richland County and Iowa County and Southwestern and also for northeastern Grant County until 9 p.m., and as well as Sauk County as well. So it's all these different cells going through are creating all these warnings and stuff. But I hope everybody is staying safe this evening. But just a reminder, we do have that tornado watch until 9 o'clock for Crawford, Grant, Richland, and Vernon. If that gets extended, I will definitely let you know. But I have a feeling that will be able to expire. Also, there is a tornado watch worked out for Iowa and Sauk counties until midnight. So keep it tuned right here to WRC 100.9. We'll keep you up to date on any latest warnings as they come in.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Powerful storms across the Midwest have spun up a number of tornadoes, one of the worst in Greenfield, Iowa, not far from Des Moines. It caused widespread damage and injured several. This woman counting her blessings.
Everything's going to be fine because we have each other, but it's just going to be really, really rough. It is a mess.
Governor Kim Reynolds issuing disaster declarations for 15 counties. The Associated Press is projecting Fulton County DA Fani Willis will win the Democratic primary. She'll face GOP lawyer Courtney Kramer, who's worked in the Trump White House and on his campaign. The former president's hush money trial is in recess until next Tuesday, when closing arguments are expected. The UN has suspended